The circular mound altar before you is the heart of the Temple of Heaven, the stage for the grand heaven sacrifice ceremony. It was built in the 9th year of Jiajing's reign. The entire altar rises in 3 tiers with a completely circular plan. The ancients held that the sky is round, so places dedicated to the heaven sacrifice had to make the circle their primary language. This is why almost every surface, railing, and stone you see here is designed around this idea. The most remarkable aspects of the circular mound altar are its form and its numbers. 9 and multiples of 9 appear everywhere. In ancient China, 9 was the supreme number and corresponded to the 9 heavens, the conception of the sky as 9 ascending tiers, where 9 represented the absolute height of the celestial realm. There are 9 steps on the top tier, and the middle and lower tiers follow the same principle. The stone slabs around Heaven Center Stone expand outward in 9 concentric rings. The number of railings, pillars, and steps all encode the same calculation. When the emperor stood here to perform the heaven sacrifice, he was visually at the absolute center of the entire altar. Numbers, forms, and symbols of power converged in that single moment. It is also worth asking why the heaven sacrifice took place specifically at the winter solstice. The ancients viewed the year as a cycle of the growth and decline of yin and yang, the two complementary forces that, according to Chinese philosophy, govern the universe. Although the winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, it marks the moment when yin reaches its peak and yang begins to return. From that day onward, the sun grows stronger again and all living things re-enter the starting point of growth. The winter solstice was therefore of singular importance for an agricultural civilization. After the Han Dynasty, it became a national holiday, and a popular saying held that winter solstice is as great as the new year. In the Ming and Qing dynasties, the emperor's visit to the circular mound altar was one of the most solemn acts in the imperial calendar. If you see this altar merely as a tall white stone platform, you will miss what matters most. What is truly extraordinary is that the ancients made the abstract concept of heaven into a visible structure. Circular plan, 3 tiers, the number 9, a central stone, the precise moment of the winter solstice, everything in service of a single idea. Standing below and looking up, you will feel that the altar grows purer the higher it rises. The simpler the space, the more naturally the eye moves upward, and the more prominent the center of the ritual becomes.